Welcome to In Pursuit with Marcus Smokey. Please do subscribe, follow, and review our podcast. Without wasting any time, let's get it. Let's go. Our topic is sex, in bracket deception. You get to understand what I mean when we're talking about sex. We're not going to talk about things that you may be expecting to hear, things of the world, but I just want to share something that it's been burning in my heart, you know. It's been burning in my heart to share, and it's something that I wish somebody when I got born again told me about it, because many, we're living in a generation whereby most of our people who are just newly born again receive, people are so contaminated in the body of Christ, who perceive to love the Lord but their actions are not of the Lord, who perceive to glorify God but their heart are far away from God. So it is very saddening. It's very sad. Let me use the right word. It's very sad. So please don't go away. Listen to the end. It may help you. God may be talking to you. So, but I just want to base what I'm going to say on this scripture. This scripture is very broad. It explains a lot of things. It unveils a lot of things. But I just want to ask to focus on it in this way. This is the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. He says, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What fellowship can light have with darkness?" So that's where we're going with this. The enemy has went to this point whereby he has made sex to be normal, even in the body of Christ, that we no longer fear him in that point. Because remember, we know that sin, we sin before marriage is, sex before marriage is sin. And it's something that we talk about, but no one is taking it seriously. I wish someone came to me when I just received Christ and set me down and broke all these things. And because most of people don't know that sex is the biggest door that opens strongholds in any individual. So sex is something that is powerful, but yet again, people, they take it as something that is normal. Sex can make you to have soul ties that are going to affect your destiny. Sex can make you have soul ties that can affect your marriage in the near future, can affect your finances. Sex is so powerful that the devil uses it. It's so powerful. It creates a unity. It can create a godly unity. It can create a demonic unity. I hope you get what I'm saying. I don't want to go too long on this, but the main thing that you need to understand as a child of God is that you cannot be yoked with unbelievers. You cannot be a believer and go around sleeping around with people who are not born again. Should I put it that way? No, that's the wrong way. You're not supposed to sleep with anyone until you get married. Yeah, I think that's the right way. You're not supposed to sleep with anyone until you get married. That's the main goal of God. Sex is so secretive. Sex is supposed to be between two people who have waited for God to join them in the season that God has ordained them to meet. So they can produce godly seed. So the aim, the main point of you getting married, we're getting married within a godly state, so that you can produce godly seed. We are never told about that. I wish someone came to me and told me about those things. You know, I never thought in my mind that I must make sure that I'm purified, so that God can. I'm not saying if we have if you have already had sex, there's no redemption in the blood of Jesus. There is redemption in the blood of Jesus Christ. But if you are still young, I wish someone would pass this episode to a young person. If you are still young and you have not yet had sex, and you feel like you are pressured to have sex, do not have sex. There's no need to have sex. You don't need to validate yourself to the world system to feel approved, so that they can know that your status is already been broken. No, don't break your status for no one. So it is very important that we understand the power of sex, that sex is very powerful, and sex is one of the tools that the enemy uses to keep God's children in bondage. Go into the body of Christ. We in the body of Christ, we have went to a point whereby we have people in the body of Christ who are contaminating those who are coming in. It is very sad, to the point that they make them to think that it is okay to have sex and still born again. It's okay to have sex and still fellowship with the Holy Spirit. It is okay that you need sex to be able to feel the Holy Spirit. There's so much philosophies and ideas in the body of Christ that if I can just reveal them all of them, some of you are going to get shocked. But I don't want to make this episode to be a gossip session. But I'm trying to say, be careful that you don't fall into the trap of judgment. Be careful that you don't fall in the trap of death, because the Bible says sin leads to death. Because some of you come in and you copy things, and you know in your heart that what I'm copying is wrong. But because your leaders are doing it, you end up doing it, forgetting that you don't have the same grace. We are not all grace in the same way. You may sin and God may decide to take you right there now, because he's trying to preserve you from going to hell. You understand? So it is very important that you get that in your mind, that we are not all grace in the same way. God doesn't have mercy in the same way towards all of us. That's why you will see someone sin and they get infected with HIV, and you see someone continue to fornication, but they don't get HIV. Why? Because we are not all grace in the same way. God does not have mercy towards us in the same way. So God may decide to take you. Why? Because he rather have you in heaven than have you in hell. Because some of you have forgotten that hell exists and heaven exists. Hell exists and heaven exists. I've seen so much things. You know, sometimes when I look back, I'm like, God, thank you for preserving me. I'm not perfect. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I've done things to because of ignorance, or because of I didn't know, because I didn't have a good mentor to tell me. I didn't have people who were bold enough to sit me down and say, hey, man, these are the things that you're supposed to do. And I believe God is raising men and women who are going to do that. Why? Because he doesn't want us to be yoked with darkness. Because what can light and darkness, how can light and darkness fellowship? So we have forgotten that we are the light and the soul of this earth. As believers, like the church has forgotten that as a church, we are not exempt from the wrath of God. The Bible says persecution will begin in the house of the Lord. So that God is going to shake the church in a way whereby even those who were saying that they are believers, they're going to leave the faith. So that's why you need to understand that you must die from self. You must be prepared to die from self. You must be prepared to die from the flesh. Because some of you want the world, but you still want Christ. We are in a season whereby God is shaking the church. God is uprooting and planting what he is. God is raising young men and women who are not afraid to proclaim their righteousness, who are going to live faithfully. Those people were sinners. They were worst of sinners, but they have repented. Because some of you are in the church, I'm telling you, and you are not repenting. God is speaking to the church. You are a believer, you are in the church, and you are still continuing fornication. And you are still indulging in sin. We have forgotten that sex is so powerful. The devil used sex as one of the deception in the body of Christ. So what is my point? My point is, stop doing what you're doing. God is speaking to you. Simple as that. Why should we make it difficult? Why should we make it profound? Why should we make it deep? Stop doing what you're doing. It's sin. Your sin. The Bible says the one who sin against his body, sin against himself. Emphasis added. The one who sin against his body, sin against himself. So when you sin against your body, you are contaminating your own body. You are opening a door for the enemy to do as he please. I'm telling you, sex is one of the powerful tools that the enemy used to deceive the body of Christ. You see people disappear in churches, and after they come back, they have two babies and like, how? What's happening? And they are there fellowshipping with you, ministering to you. We have gone to a point whereby we don't really sit down. I think the best way is to be single. Don't date. Dating is a trap. Yes, I said it. Dating is a trap. I'm telling you, if you say we are just dating, there's a high chance that you're going to have sex with that individual. Don't date. I don't know how to put it. Courtship, if there is such a thing in the word of God, but yeah, don't. I'm so betting with this message, you know. I didn't want to do it, but it's like the Lord was just leading me. I don't know who would need to hear this message. So one thing that you need to understand, there's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. I know some of you maybe listen to this and like starting to reflect on what all the things that you've did. You're receiving this message because God is calling you back. Simplicity is the best policy. I don't need to go deep on this. Stop having sex outside of marriage. That's what I'm saying. Sex is one of the tools that the enemy used to deceive the body of Christ. Many believers continue in fornication, and because they are saying, eventually we're going to get married, why not just fornicate? And that's a sin. God is looking at you. You're contaminating your future marriage. So we must understand that even though you've done that, there's now no condemnation. And what I mean, there's now no condemnation, I mean, you don't have to be condemned, because God is actually calling you to freedom. To He's releasing you. As you are hearing this message, I believe there's a grace that God has for you to pull you out of the deep darkness that the enemy is trying to draw you in. Remember, guys, the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. That's his job. So anyone who comes to you and draw you out of the righteousness of God, he is an enemy. He's an enemy of what God is trying to do in your life. Remember, God does not hate you. He hates the sin that is trying to operate in your life. That's my main point. Sex, one of the tools. Many young youth in the body of Christ are silently dying behind the scenes because of pornography, because of masturbations, because of this powerful fornication and lust, this spirit of Jezebel that is, you know, drowning them, because they don't want to be open, you know, because you have not learned how to teach them how to be matured in their spiritual life. So that's what I want to share. There's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. So God is calling you back. Repent, change your mind, change your ways. Change how you do things. Repent. God is calling you back. So this is my prayer for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this is your message to your people, Lord. Father, I pray to whoever is listening to this episode, Lord, may you give them the grace to be able to overcome every bondage, every stronghold the enemy has captured them in. Father, may you destroy every spirit of lust that has been operating in their life, every spirit of pornography, masturbation, every spirit of low esteem, Lord, may you reignite their confidence, Lord, to trust in you. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over their body. Lord, may you purify them with the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost fire. Father, may you heal them. Most important, Lord, may you heal them from every past trauma of relationship, Holy Spirit. May you heal their heart, Lord, every wound in their heart, may you heal them. May you heal them from every trauma of sexuality, Lord. Even those who have been raped, Lord, but I pray for their healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heal them from every sex trauma that they went through in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.